Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Vanguard Central. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm your brand new host, and I'll be taking you through the upcoming podcast. I promise you, you will learn and also have fun. For those who are new here today, a very warm welcome. And those who've missed us, we're back and ready to unveil interesting and instructive topics. At Vanguard Central, we strive to bring you relatable stories and experiences from our work here at Vanguard Economics, as well as insights from our engagement with farmers, business people, and young people working in Africa. In this first episode of Season 2 of our podcast, we're going to talk about quantitative research, not from the point of view of books and journals, but from the lived experience in collecting quantitative data in Rwanda and from many different parts of the country. On today's episode, our guest speaker is none other than our very own Nicole Kamikaze. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Liz.
How are you?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm good too. So thank you so much for giving us this precious time of yours to take us through your experience on the field collecting quantitative data. So to kick off this conversation, can you start by telling us who is Nicole, what is your background, and what are your career aspirations, what made you join research, and also a fun fact about you? Basically, we want to know who Nicole is before we kick off with the conversation.
Yeah, all right. My name is Nicole, as I said. I work as a Young Impact Associate here at Vanguard Economics. As far as my background goes, I have a bachelor's degree in public health and also minored in health policy. My career aspirations really aligned into the public health research field, but also I have a really curious mind, so I'm not just interested in public health, in just like really knowing about different topics and how they affect our daily lives. So that's where my interest in research grew from. And then a fun fact about myself, I was born in a family of only girls, five girls, and really like that fun fact about myself.
All right. So you've told us that your role is a Young Impact Associate. Can you elaborate a little bit more? What is a Young Impact Associate?
Yeah, so as a Young Impact Associate, we joined to work on the MasterCard Foundation program. It's a program that is working here in Rwanda to create 300,000 dignified and fulfilling work opportunities for young women and men by 2030. So I am part of the quantitative team and working on this project, but also other projects that require quantitative skills like data cleaning, data analysis, and more. Yeah, so far we have actually done the data collection and we're in the phase of data analysis. So for the data collection and hence my field experience, so we went in all 30 districts of Rwanda, mm-hmm. where we conducted a survey to understand the status of young people here in Rwanda in all 30 districts, just to understand their employment status, whether they have dignified and fulfilling work. So during that survey, as I said, we went in all 30 districts, we were able to interview 4,061 respondents, but of course I wasn't the only one in the team. As part of the field team, we had field supervisors, back checkers, mobilizers, enumerators, specifically for the data collection. But also during the field, there are a lot of tasks that needs to be done, like data cleaning, and then after the field, doing the data analysis. So that has been really my main focus so far here at Vanguard Economics.
All right, so you've actually mentioned that you were part of a team. Mm. So what was your role specifically in that team? And especially, can you touch upon the field experience, like on the field, what was your role?
Mm. Yeah, so as part of the field experience, so as a Young Impact Associate, we're working as field managers. So we were, in addition to the task that we had to do, looking at the data, what we call high frequency checks. So we needed to make sure that the data that is being collected was quality data, making sure that our enumerators were understanding well the questions that we had designed. So in addition to that, I was also part of the logistics team, making sure that our team was comfortable on the field, because you can imagine moving all around the country, you need a lot of resources and you need to make sure that the whole team is well coordinated. And I have also to mention that we did all those interviews for 4,061 respondents in 2 weeks, which is a huge achievement. Personally, in addition to being part of the logistics team and also, you know, working with data, making sure that the high frequency checks, I was also coordinating the team as a field manager to make sure that we are getting out to our goal.
All right. So as a field manager and also a logistics manager, what were the preparations that you've made before going to the field?
As part of the logistics team, there are a lot of things that you need to think about. You need to think about, you know, where are people going to sleep? You know, you're moving from one district to another in just like in a day. You need to think about the equipment. You need to think about things that you need approvals from government officials that are printed. So there are a lot of things that you need. But in addition to the equipment, you also need to go on the team when you are trained. So before going to the field, we actually had a 2-day training, actually a 3-day training, and also a pilot to make sure that our enumerators are understanding the questionnaire. So like all those things went into the preparation. And also in addition to just, you know, logistics and training our team, we also needed to make sure that we had the skills, the technical skills to be able to, you know, do those high quality, high frequency checks that I was talking about, being fluent in, you know, Stata, because that's what we was using to collect our data, making sure that we are just like comfortable using all the softwares that we're using.
I'm curious to know, what was in your mind when you were preparing for the film? Like, as an individual, as Nicole, what was in your mind?
So for me, it was because like when I saw a target and also the timeline that we had, it was just kind of like unrealistic. but, you know, we had other people in the team that were experienced with conducting a huge survey. So they were still reassuring us, you know, like, this is possible, right? And I remember like at the beginning when, you know, we're starting to go to the field, we had a huge team to manage. It was kind of like overwhelming, but then you also get in the feel of what you're doing. You're like, I'm actually, you know, doing this, right? Yes. I never really expected to be able to be part of the team that would contact, you know, a huge survey like this. So at the beginning, of course, it was a scary experience, but I think, you know, going through it and feeling and making sure that, you know, we are also learning from the people who had experience among our team was really crucial for us to be successful in this experiment.
All right. Yeah, I'm hoping you no longer have the imposter syndrome now.
No, I think it's getting better now.
So we've seen what it was like when you were getting prepared for the field, and we've seen what are some of the expectations that you had. So how was it like on the field?
It was really intensive, as you can imagine. Like, we're a huge team and we're moving around the whole country. But it was also satisfying in a way because we had a goal that we were actually, you know, trying to get to. And one of the things that really helped us to be able to conduct the work was because we had a huge team that was responsible. You know, you can have a huge team, but not everyone is doing their part. But, you know, every single person was carrying, you know, they were doing their own job to make sure that we get to the target. So when we went on the field, you know, I had expectations. I thought, you know, we were going to be dealing with a lot of things. But also when I got there, I realized some of the things people were actually doing them already. Like, I didn't have to micromanage anyone as a field manager.
Yes.
Like, people already knew what they were doing. So that was really helpful. But what happened in the field was it was a really great learning opportunity. As I said, yes, I had some little background in quantitative softwares. But then what we had to do was probably like higher level than what I had done previously. So we were, every single day I had to learn something new. Like, for instance, when we're doing the high quality data checks. So for me, I was fluent in R. It was my first time to use data in a context of work. So like, it was really interesting to see how we would learn something and we would apply it immediately after learning it. So it was really a great learning opportunity, not just like, you know, something where you just like, I have gone to the field, but right now I can tell you like A, B, C, and D are the skills that I got from the field. So it was really great that I got to have that experience, because we did learn a lot, but also I really loved that the team, you know, even though it was huge, everyone was carrying through with their own task and it helped us to achieve our target.
All right. So just a curious question. How was your day like on the film? A typical day?
Yeah, a typical day. That's a very interesting question. Because every day would depend on how many things that need to be done. But I would just like walk you through our daily routine, you know. So most of the days we would have a morning meeting at 6:30 in the morning with the enumerators because they had to go to the field early. Because some of the where they had to go was very far from where we were holding the meetings. We would have our early meeting at like 6:30 in the morning. And then after the meeting, they will go to the field. And once they go to the field, for us, we would stay back for a while. And then just like, you know, making sure. So for instance, for me, because I was part of the logistics team, there are, you know, some paperwork that I had to do in the morning. So I would do that in the morning. And then when we would have time in the morning, we would also go and visit them on the field.
Yes.
So then we went to see the field, you know, to see how they were doing the work, you know, not just like to see, oversee them, how they do the work, but also to also learn from the experience. So I would sit in an interview, you know, I wouldn't interrupt, just sit in there and then just listen on how they ask the questions, whether they are asking them well, and, you know, what are some advice that I can give, and also learn from what they are doing. So because some of the enumerators were highly skilled in conducting interviews, so they don't need like someone overseeing their work. But it was you know, after the field would then come back. At the beginning, as I was saying, we were learning but at the same time applying what we're doing.
Yes.
So we'll also come back and take our R sessions. So we had, you know, to make sure we were skilled in R to do the work that was required for data analysis. And then after taking the R sessions, we would then, you know, start looking at the data set and see, you know, some of the people who have already sent the data, you know, in the evening to see whether the things that I have sent really make sense. And
yes.
Then at the end, we would, of course, have like a short meeting at the end to prepare, you know, for the next day. And to prepare for the next day, that involved to create assignments for the enumerators, meaning you need to give them a list of the respondents that they're going to interview the next day, but also note down some of the important things that you saw in your data to make sure you also announce it in the morning meetings so that it's not repeated again in the next day.
But I didn't hear food. Didn't you guys eat on the field?
No, we did eat. I'm not sure about, like, you know, having time to relax, really. But we did, of course, eat food, you know, but, you know, you get also experience, you know, to eat as you're working as well.
All right. That's a good experience, you know.
Yeah.
So, again, just a compliment on that. Can you tell us what are some of the highlights? Like, what are things that you look back right now and that really stood out to you on the field?
Yeah. So I remember as we were conducting the survey, so we had these meetings with the enumerators.
Yes.
Just to discuss, you know, some of the things that I say, the quality of the data. And we're getting a lot of inputs from them, right? So I think, again, one of the things that amazed me was the teamwork.
Yes.
Everyone really knew why they were there. Like, we didn't have people who were just like, oh, I'm here for the money, or I'm here just like to have fun and visit all 30 districts in Rwanda. No, but like, we had people who knew what they do, what they had to do. And it was really important for us to be able to, you know, carry out our job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also just to add that, that add on that teamwork aspect, and just to give you an illustrative example of how teamwork really helped us to do the job. So for instance, our team was moving from one district to another, while on that day they also had to collect the data. And there is a day where they had to move from Huye to Rusizi, which is like 3 hours, 4 hours. And you also have to go to through the Nyungwe forest. So yes, it's really a long trip, exhausting one. But some of the team got there, like got to Rusizi at around like 11 p.m.,
yes,
12 a.m. And they also knew that they had to do work in the next morning, right?
Yeah.
And that really is intensive. When I say intensive, it's really intensive, but it was really good to see how people are just like really not, you know, brought down by this, you know, long trip, but they would really do their own work to make sure that next morning, of course, we had to extend, you know, and make sure that people don't wake up in the morning as they did, maybe like, you know, wake up at 7 a.m. instead of like 5 a.m. just for them to have also enough rest. But just like that flexibility among of our team to understand where these people, like how much work these people are doing, but also just to see how this team is not giving up even when things are getting tougher. So for me, that was really my highlight, to see how the team really worked together, but also to that understanding within the team to make sure that, you know, people are not getting sick, people are not incredibly tired so that they can do their job the next morning. So just like those flexibility and understanding among our team was my highlight.
All right, so looking back right now, what do you think went well?
So looking back, of course, you know, not everyone can do a huge survey like this in 2 weeks. So I think for me, that's like a huge achievement that these, you know, I don't even have to say, you look at the data and you're like, wow, you know,
yes,
this is the amount of people that these people talk to. These are the amount of data that we have in our system, and this was only collected in 2 weeks. So that's really something that really went well, because, you know, we did that. We are the ones who went on the field and did that. But also something else that went well, just like having a good team and, you know, a good organization that is supporting you, you know, behind the scene. We wouldn't have the resources that we had if it wasn't for the organization.
Yes.
So just, you know, having a supportive system, you know, the teamwork that I was talking about previously, but also just, you know, seeing the results of your work. Like, we came back from the field and we're like, yes, we did that. So that was really satisfying. I think for me, that's the memory that keep coming. You know, I look at the data, I'm like, wow, I didn't sleep, you know, I didn't spend those sleepless nights for nothing. Like, we have a data set, we have information from people who accepted to speak to us. So this is really valuable. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, staying there, were there some of the things that happened and that were totally unexpected? Because remember, when you went in the field, you had some expected things in your mind. So were there things that you've seen and they just took you off guard?
Yeah. I would say it really has to do with my role, really. Because I thought, you know, as a new person, I would just sit in the background and observe people do their work. Or maybe just like assist them with a few tasks. But we were given a task as a field manager, so we were actually doing it, right?
Yeah.
So for me, that was unexpected. I didn't know that as a young person, I would be trusted with this huge task and to carry it and really be also responsible and accountable to explain what happened in the field. You know, as I said, I was also part of the logistics team and had to make sure that things were available. So things like that, I think the responsibilities that were given to us were something that I did not expect. It was a good surprise, because sometimes, you know, as a young person, we feel like, oh, you know, it really empowered us to know like, oh, I was part of the people who were conducting a survey, and I wasn't just like sitting in the background, but I was actually actively, you know, doing all these tasks, either logistics, checking the data, data cleaning, data analysis. Like, I'm the one who did that. It wasn't just like, you know, you joined the team just for the sake of joining the team.
All right, that sounds great. So how will you use the lessons that you've learned? And just first of all, elaborate on them. What are some of the lessons and how will you use them, especially as a Vanguard Economics team member and also in your career aspirations, as you've started telling us?
I think one of the lessons that I learned, one valuable one, and then I can add more, was the practical learning. I cannot tell you how many times I had planned to like take advanced R as an online course or take like another course online to learn about this software, but you don't get to learn as much, right? You don't get to do real world stuff with it. So really, you know, for me, it was really important for me that in every opportunity that I get, it's something that I can use in the real world. So I was able to do tasks, like to learn about this thing and then actually use them. So that was like an incredible lesson. And I feel like even in the future, when I am thinking about, you know, me in the future, maybe teaching someone else, I'm not just going to tell them, you know, go and take the course on this website. But I will actually give them something to actually use on so that they actually understand the importance of that skill. I keep mentioning it, but I feel like one of other things that I learned in field experience was, you know, it's not just about the technical skills. It's also about the people that you're working with, how everyone is carrying out their task. Are they organized? Are they communicative? Like, you know, they need to have also the soft skills that are sometimes overlooked in organizations, but that are very important to be able to conduct a whole country survey, you know, in 2 weeks. And also I learned preparation is key. We wouldn't have gone to the field without feeling like we had the skills, you know, at least like the basic skills to be able to go and do the job. So here at Vanguard, we had the sessions where we'd, you know, get the basics of R and then go on the field and start using them. And just like not about the technical skills, but also, you know, training enumerators, making sure that they are well understood, making sure that they have all the equipment that they need. You know, all these things are very, very important to be able to conduct a survey like this. But even a smaller survey, I think those are really important lessons that I learned. So I feel like the technical skills and the soft skills that are acquired really get into the line of what I want to do even in the future. I really do want to do more research in public health and other sectors as well. And I feel like, you know, doing this kind of work has really prepared me to be able to understand how to acquire the skills and how to use them, but also how to work with other people, which is really important. Yeah.
We have an amazing audience who are actually listening to you right now. So what advice would you give them right now if they were to... if they were thinking of collecting data, especially in Rwanda, going on the field, doing data collection? So what advice, what insights would you give them? What tips would you give them before they go, they kick off with their data collection?
So maybe from my experience, I would say, of course, your research has to be in line with what the government wants. Like, you have to go through all the process. You had to ask to request for approvals before conducting the research. So those are like key things that you cannot forget in conducting a research. But also just to be able to clearly explain the purpose of your research to the respondents. So I can give you an example. Some of the people that you go to talk to, some of the people that we went to talk to were young people, right? And most of them, they're like, oh, you know, why do you want to talk to me? Why should I give up this information to you, right?
Yes.
So you should be able to explain to the respondents why you want to conduct this research. You should be able to explain it in terms that make sense to them. Even if it's like a scientific research, like, you should be able to find the words to explain that to the respondents so that they know that this research is also for their own benefit. And also just to let yourself, you know, learn from this opportunity, because I feel like, you know, when you start a research, you know, there are things that you have in mind already.
Yes.
So, you know, going there with an open mind, you know, let the data speak for itself. but also just let, you know, give yourself opportunities to learn from the things that you might not know. So you don't have to, you know, you don't have to have all the skills. You know, you don't have to be like a data analyst. You don't have to be like an expert. You don't have to be an expert data analyst. You don't have to, you know, to have a PhD. Let yourself, you know, learn from this experience. If it means, you know, you are going to collect the data as an enumerator, then, you know, go and learn from that experience. Make sure you deliver well the work that you do. If you are going there as a mobilizer or something, regardless of the role, like, let yourself learn from the opportunity. Because I think there are things that go behind the scene that people do not notice, and, you know, you could find your talent there.
All right, just to close this conversation, and thank you so much for the insight. So what advice would you give to a young person who's listening right now and who's thinking of joining the field of research?
So I remember when I was still in undergrad, I feel like research seemed like a huge thing that no one would, you know, it's reserved for people who are doing PhD. But then, like, I started getting introduced to it, and you really realize that it's all about having a curious mind. You know, do you want to learn? Do you want to, like, learn about different topics, but not just learn, but, you know, what do you want to use the research for? Like, personally, I have an interest in different things. Even though I say that I want to do public health, I have an interest in gender, I have an interest in international development, I have an interest in different things. And, you know, let yourself, you know, be curious about different things, because it can help you to learn from different opportunities. And also, don't just wait for opportunities where you are given, like, a role where you are, like, you know, maybe like the team supervisor, right? There are skills that you have to build, like, to get there. And I feel like every opportunity that you hear from, even if it means, like, oh, you know, there is an organization that is recruiting for enumerators, there is an organization that is recruiting for, you know, different jobs, regardless of what it is, as long as it's related to research, start, you know, starting there. Maybe start with being an assistant, and then you will acquire the skills, like, progressively, and you'll be able to get there. So, like, just so you do not keep that research world, like, really, like, a huge thing, but actually get into it slowly, and then see that you could actually also be able to do it.
Yes. Thank you so much, Nicole, for such an insightful and amazing conversation. And thanks to everyone who has listened to us. Remember to like and share this podcast in your network, because remember, education is not preparation for life, but it is life itself. We endeavor to learn about interesting experiences and pick lessons to apply in our lives. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email us at vanguardcentral@vanguardeconomics.com. Stay tuned for more podcasts. Cheers!